Today, Gaza truce talks hang in the balance as Israel vows to continue its Rafah operation. President Biden to address anti-Semitism at Holocaust Remembrance. Eurovision kicks off despite boycott calls and tight security. And no shrinking violets in sight. We have all the power poses from the garden-themed Met Gala. It's Tuesday, May 7th. This is Reuters World News, bringing you everything you need to know from the front lines in 10 minutes, every weekday. I'm Carmel Crimmins in Dublin.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Israel says it's taken control of the vital Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt. It's pushed into the southern Gazan town, with tanks and planes pounding several areas. Here, Palestinians search through the rubble of a destroyed building in the aftermath. Health officials in Gaza say 20 people were killed. As that offensive took place, the prospects for a ceasefire deal hang in the balance. Hamas says it's agreed to a proposal from mediators, but Israel says the terms do not meet its demands. Donald Trump has been held in contempt for a 10th time for violating a gag order. The judge in his hush money criminal trial warned any further violations will land him in jail. But Justice Juan Merchan called that truly the last resort. The third phase of India's massive general election is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has cast his vote, calling for a strong turnout and warning of the sweltering summer heat. Modi is seeking a rare third term, and surveys suggest he's on track for a comfortable majority. Votes will be counted on June 4th. A US soldier has been detained in Russia on charges of criminal misconduct. It's the latest high-profile detention of an American in Russia. The army did not give any details of the charges, citing the sensitivity of the matter. Russian President Vladimir Putin is being sworn in for a new six-year term. The US and most EU countries boycotted the inauguration over the war in Ukraine. France and Hungary did plan to have envoys at the Kremlin, despite a plea from Kyiv. Reuters has two Pulitzer Prizes for breaking news photography for images from the Gaza-Israel conflict, as well as for national reporting for a series of investigations into Elon Musk's manufacturing empire. The New York Times and the Washington Post each took three Pulitzers. And ProPublica won the Public Service Award for stories on undisclosed gifts and trips that some US Supreme Court justices accepted from wealthy donors. Even by Boeing standards, this has been a rough week, and it's only Tuesday. The Federal Aviation Administration has opened a fresh investigation into the plane maker after it said inspections on its 787 Dreamliner aircraft might not have been properly carried out. And Boeing had to call off its first ever astronaut launch at the last minute after discovering a valve problem in the Atlas V rocket. That launch has been rescheduled for Friday. Anti-Semitic attacks have increased in the US since the October 7th Hamas attacks on Israel and subsequent war in Gaza. Today, President Biden will give a speech commemorating Holocaust Remembrance Day and is expected to address the issue of anti-Semitism. White House reporter Trevor Honeycutt has been looking into the electoral effect this controversy is having. Trevor, what's Biden trying to highlight here?
President Biden is going to reiterate some things that he said a lot of times, right? Which is that he supports the safety and the rights of Jewish people to live successfully and without fear in the United States and abroad. And I think he's going to be doing that in context of the fact that we just had this major attack on Israel by Hamas that was the largest attack on Jews anywhere since the Holocaust. And he's going to be doing this at an extremely charged moment in terms of U.S. policy, where there is a division among his own Democratic Party and among Jewish voters and the public generally about how Biden has handled Israel's response to the Hamas attacks in October.
Obviously, the caveat that no demographic is a monolith always applies. But is this issue dividing Jewish voters?
A lot of political analysts see Jewish voters voting on much the same things that a lot of other voters are voting on this year. And so when you look at the top of that list, that's issues like the economy, like immigration. And many political analysts see foreign policy issues generally, including Gaza, as being lower on that list. You know, the Trump campaign is hoping that some of the discord over Biden's policy is creating an opportunity for him. So the issue of these protests on campus has really played into a lot of existing Trump narratives about some of the issues with Joe Biden's presidency generally, including kind of this notion that there's chaos in the streets and that there's anti-Semitic trends and arguments that are being made on the left that Biden has not been able to snuff out.
This year's Eurovision Song Contest kicks into high gear with the first semi-final tonight. The run-up to the music fest in Sweden has been dominated by heightened security and boycott calls over Israel's war in Gaza. But that hasn't fazed Ukraine's entry. Rapper Alonia Alonia and fusion singer Jerry Hale. Their song, Teresa and Maria, a folk-inflected pop tune with fast-paced rap, is one of the favorites to win. I caught up with them from their hotel in Malmo.
Hello for everyone, my name is Alona Alona, I'm rap singer.
I'm Jerry Hale, I'm Ukrainian singer.
Jerry, the Eurovision attracts more viewers than the Super Bowl. How important is it for you to be there representing Ukraine?
Every year is important, whatever it is. Every recognition, every performance anywhere, not only on Eurovision, is important for Ukraine because it's an opportunity to say that we are still there, we still need your support, we know that you're tired out of this like circumstances. We are too. Can you imagine how tired we are? But in this unity, we can win the war. We can do anything.
Alonia, Alonia, we are expecting demonstrations against Israel's participation in the contest. Are you worried at all about these protests?
It's a super question because what can scare Ukrainians? Like, what can scare us? I saw rockets. In my home village, big building was ruined. Like, what are you scaring me? No, I'm sorry.
And how do you fancy your chances tonight?
We don't feel it like a competition. It's like more music festival and this platform to collaborate. I woke up and like singing Zora, 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 like make me dizzy from your kiss, or like rim dim diggy diggy dim, like other songs, you know, because they are all super
unique.
Yes, unique and like.
And how can you compete with different songs?
Yeah, like, can you
it's
choose?
It's about the taste. It's about like about how people express themselves. So it's like strange to compete on like which song is better. Like the music in general is a miracle and we have to celebrate it.
Anna, straight ahead. Anna Wintour arriving at the biggest night in fashion, New York's Met Gala. This year, stars were told to dress in a Garden of Time theme. And there were a range of extravagant outfits to match. Among them, Lana Del Rey's dramatic headpiece with tree branches.
I think it's perfect with McQueen.
She explained the Alexander McQueen outfit, featuring natural hawthorn branches, was inspired by Sleeping Beauty and Mother Nature. Going for a different look was Doja Cat, whose reveal seemed to be straight out of the shower. She started her night heading to the event wearing a bath and hair towel. But by the time she arrived, Doja Cat had ditched her towels for an oversized t-shirt dress and not much else.
This year is cotton is the flower of choice, and I felt like it was timeless to choose a white t-shirt, and I feel like a wet t-shirt is very sexy, and so I went with that.
But there was no sign of arguably the biggest star on the planet, with photographers denied a chance to get a snap of Taylor Swift with Travis Kelce. Maybe they're on gardening leave. That's it for Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow with our daily headline show. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe on your favorite podcast player or download the Reuters app.